With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The All-Age Classic saw several schools participate in the first track and field meet to help get primary school athletes ready for the inter-primary rivalry. Mustang Track Club coach Tyrone Yen says the meet went very well despite a few schools not turning up.
Saturday's meet was geared towards the primary school kids, of course, you know, with inter-primary about to take place in a few weeks' time. This was really a good precursor for the kids. You know, we had a good attendance. Prospect Primary came out in numbers, so too did Red Bay, and of course, along with Mustang and a few other clubs that athletes taking part. It was a little bit disappointing not to see West Bay or Savannah, two of the larger schools. And of course, on the eastern side of things, we didn't see anybody from north side or eastern. But, you know, in general, the meet was a good meet. Lots of athletes turned up and some good times were ran.
Coach Yen believes that showing up and participating would have benefited those athletes greatly.
That could have been for whatever reason, of course. You know, maybe they're still in training. Maybe the coach figured that they're just not ready to compete just yet. But whatever the reason was, you know, as a coach myself, I still believe that, you know, irrespective of your athletes being not fully ready, you know, sometimes with these kids not being real professionals, it's always good to have a race or two here and there to see exactly where the athlete is at the moment. So that was a disappointing thing. You know, again, as I said, you know, I'm not sure or clear what the reason was, but hopefully the next one, there will be a next meet before the inter-primary and we will see them out in numbers.
Apart from the inter-primary meet, the objective of the All-Age Classic was to scout the top athletes to work with them in preparation for bigger competition locally and internationally. The national coach uses local track and field meets to scout for national talent. Coach Kenrick Williams says he likes to get his athletes by the age of 7 when they are a little more settled in the sport.
My training is multilateral. It doesn't focus on track and field per se, but movement in particular, jumping, throwing, catching, iron-on, coordination, running, endurance, everything to see where best they would fall in the spectrum on the track and field continuum, which is, would they be a sprinter, jumper, thrower, or a middle distance runner? Or I usually network with the basketball coach, Redva in particular, and I would say, here is a tall fellow who, or a tall girl, or a strong girl who look like they could do well with basketball. As a matter of fact, your dad usually sent over some of the bigger boys for shot put to me. So I have that working relationship with the basketball fraternity where they would send over and I would send if I find a tall person who doesn't cut it in track and field.
The Cayman Islands Athletics Association recently held its All-Age Classic meet to help get primary school athletes ready for the Inter-Primary Track and Field Championships in March. And the Gamers Bay 5 Esports Tournament and Technology Convention is almost here. Co-founders of Gamers Bay and NetGeeks Media, Daniel Scott and Lance Jefferson, say the 5th annual 2-day event will see non-stop competition, fun and excitement. Jefferson says over the last year, especially since COVID-19, they have seen a huge demand for the event.
The feedback that we've been getting in regards to when is the next event happening, what kind of cash prizes are there going to be? Like, so at the end of the day, it's not just like a regular competition. These people are, these competitors are highly competitive and they're competing for cash prizes. So it can be pretty lucrative as well. And at the end of the day, this is a real stepping platform for our locals here that, you know, you get used to these type of events. And if you want to, when you're ready to move forward internationally, now you can feel like you're on that same type of plateau.
Speaking on Radio K-Man's Business Buzz, co-founder Scott says there are just a few gamers on island that take the sport very seriously.
The competitors that I know that compete at the event take this very serious. They practice all year round and they come in to take this serious. They're looking to take home that check. Mm-hmm. We also have some content creators locally who also take gaming serious. Mm-hmm. For example, we have Mr. Caymanian up in Kimmerbrack, who has, I think, over 12,000 followers now on YouTube, which is about 6 times the population of the island he lives on. So that's just fantastic what we see going on there. And that's just some examples.
Gamers Bay 5 is scheduled for March 27th and 28th at the John Gray Gymnasium. That's it for Radio K-Man's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.